Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I am Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative, and Performing Arts. Today in Bajan History, 26 January 1951. 137 friendly societies. On 26 January 1951, the Barbados Advocate provided a report on friendly societies in Barbados. 137 friendly societies in the island provide certain benefits that attract a membership of well over half the population. The majority of the people are drawn from the poor working classes. These, for the most part, join to ensure that at Christmas time, they will be in receipt of a bonus, a portion of the money they contribute every year. But what are friendly societies? Historian Professor Hilary Beckles explains that in the early 20th century, working class communities developed island-wide financial institutions designed and managed by themselves that allowed workers on the weekly payment of about 10 to 12 pence to insure for sick and death benefits. The advocate also explained that another important reason is that in the event of their death or any of their dependents, there will be some money to help tide over expenses. This applies as well to cases in which a member may become ill. Included in the benefits was the provision of scholarships at secondary schools. These are competed for yearly by the sons and daughters of the members. Not only are the fees and books provided, but in some cases, help is given in the supply of lunch. Another benefit was an accident fund, where a few cents paid by a member, besides his weekly contribution, make some provision for him in case he becomes the victim of an accident. Some societies even provided loans to their members. The latest edition at one of these societies is the Derby of a Store, where members are allowed to take advantage of a hire purchase system, operating without extra charges on the articles. Friendly societies were found throughout Barbados, with 54 in St. Michael alone. Other parishes had smaller numbers. In St. Peter, there were 18, in St. Andrew, 8, in St. Philip, 3. Members paid between 8 cents to 4 shillings per week. One of the most famous friendly societies were landships. When they emerged, they were called village clubs, but eventually they were made to officially register as friendly societies. Indeed, in the very early years, landships were known as shipping societies.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.